They were tied in small bundles and stacked together on the butt ends without a center supporting pole. And that was, in my opinion, what was known as a true shock. This other method was a secondary thing. It was only used impromptu. It wasn't a general use thing.
When you cut the head off a piece of land and enough grows back the same year, so you can cut it again, you call that one?
Well, it depends on the crop. And also the age period that you're referring to. Back in the days when we used no mechanical power, in reference to tractors, we used mules and horses, primarily mules, for power to pull our implements around the farm. That was called second growth, and it was utilized as well as the first growth. In the modern pasturage thing, it's those materials that fell in that category are no longer used for animal food, because we simply don't have that animal population. In fact, the mule in East Texas is a rarity now. There are a lot of horses here, but they're for recreational purposes, and they feed them hay. I called them a team. Some areas called them a span, but all through this area, they were known as a team.
Where would you store corn?
In the corn crib.
Was that part of the barn?
It was part of the barn. Now it could be downstairs or built into the wall of the lower floor, or it could be in the upper area called the hayloft. It could simply be a section off area, or in a corn bin that was sectioned off and sealed to make it rodent proof, protect the grain.
What about grain? Where would that be?
Well, we aren't in a big grain area here. The only grain that we used was for our own use around the farm, feed our own animals, primarily oats. And some of it was most of it was cut as a whole plant and brought in just like hay or just total forage. Some of it was kept in vertical, the lower percentage that got ran through a combine, harvested as a separate grain, stored in grain bins. So they were usually inside of a barn structure, but they were vertical tanks with an opening slide at the bottom. The grain came out as a gravity flow. It's more, just a miniature of the typical silo buildup that is a complete separate structure on a much larger scale.
What different animals did you have? Where would you keep
them? We had usually one or two dogs that stayed outside, except in